Welcome to A Miracle Every Day. My name is Eric Sellerier, and today Holly is reading the miracle of the day. Enjoy, my friend.
Today is International Men's Day. To all the men reading this, we honor and appreciate you. Thank you for who you are in the Lord and all you do to serve Him. One night, in the midst of battles and struggles, Lisa Whittle, the author of Five Word Prayers, was at a loss for words to voice her distress. "I love you, Jesus, help," is the first five-word prayer she remembers. You can find the link for her book in today's email. What about you, my friend? Have you ever felt unable to utter a lengthy prayer? Here's what the psalmist says. "I look up to the mountains. Does my help come from there? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth." Psalm 121, 1 through 2. Some days we might not feel like praying, like we've had enough of repeating the same things and not noticing any change. Maybe you've noticed some progress, but in other areas of your life you lament the stagnation, the fact that you're still struggling with the same weaknesses, repeating the same failures. You, my friend, Lisa, and I, we are not alone. We share the same humanity. We're a people of hope, aspirations, prayers, and struggles, full of good intentions, but so weak. We have great days, weeks, and sometimes even months and years, and suddenly the crash comes. So we feel like everything good we experienced until then was just an enormous stroke of luck. We try not to fall into skepticism. The temptation is great to spend our days worrying and letting fear paralyze us. It's in these moments that we may only have these simple words to offer to God. "I love you, Jesus. Help." I'm sure that God hears them and answers in the fullness of His love. This short, abandoned prayer communicates to God that your heart is full of love for Him, but it's bleeding from the frustrations the world inflicts, that you're at the end of your strength, and that He alone can rescue you. Beyond these simple words, my friend, I invite you to lay yourself before the Lord, remembering that He is trustworthy and that He'll never abandon you. Continue your prayer strengthened by reading and meditating on Psalm 121, the whole chapter. Pour out your prayer to the Lord today as you listen to this worship song by Martha Munizzi called "Say the Name." You can find the link for this song in today's email. In your deepest distress, lift your eyes to the God who loves you.
Thank you for listening to A Miracle Every Day. If you like it, feel free to invite your friends to subscribe to it at miracle.jesus.net. Thanks for existing.